Hello, this is JR from The Garage, coming to you with a special feature. This time, Orpheus Stain and I were going to explore music that's heavy. I'm taking 60s. Why is it so heavy in the 60s? Here's just part of the reason.
The date is July 18th, 1964. It is night. The weather is hot and so are tempers. And in New York's seething Harlem, riots erupt.
We are looking for 100 dedicated men who's ready to die. We are looking to get 100 very able and willing to be trained, skillful revolutionaries.
I saw New York's night of Birmingham horror. But now, brothers and sisters, let us get together, unite, plan a program of activity, and a program, and we'll win.
Now we got some sweet shit. It's a boomerang, the whole damn thing. It's coming around. James Brown. Papa's got a brand new bag, and it's heavy. 1965. Of course, the psychedelic 60s had the Beatles, and that goes without saying.
For the benefit of Mr. Kite, there will be a show tonight on trampoline. The Hendersons will all be there, late of Pablo Frank is there, what a scene. Over men and horses, hoops and garters, lastly through a hogshead of real fire. In this way, Mr. K will challenge the world. Celebrated Mr. K performs his feat on Saturday at Bishop's Gate. The Hendersons will dance and sing as Mr. Kite flies through the ring. Don't be late. Mrs. K and H assure the public their production will be second to none. And of course Henry the Horse dances the waltz. When Mr. K performs his tricks without a sound, and Mr. H will demonstrate 10 somersets he'll undertake on solid ground. Ding ding, some days in preparation, a splendid time is guaranteed for all. And tonight Mr. Kite is topping the bill.
the 13th floor elevators. Here they are.
Put it on.
That was the Chambers Brothers with Time Has Come Today from 1966. Next up, a track by Steppenwolf from 69 called Monster Suicide America.
It's all just an echo of what they there's something inside.
Poor fellas.
What are they doing there?
They're not having a ball, that's for sure.
It can't be.
It's us.
But we're here.
It's Sergeant Pepper's.
Lonely.
Hearts Club.
Band. It's simply a matter of taking two eggs.
You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to...
The Garage Podcast.
Do you ever have deja vu, Mrs. Lancaster?
I don't think so, but I could check with the kitchen.
And how often was the acid?
And you're listening to J.R. Claiborne on the Garage Global Network.
Brothers and sisters, you are listening to me, the Optimist Class. I am your DJ, Orpheus, and it's on FreethinkRadio.com, RadioSchoolBeastie.net. It's SpiritFinance Radio, podcast and hospital at SpiritFinanceRadio.com. Turn on, tune in, and business on the web at SpiritFinanceRadio.com. Stitches, this is our time to do more.
Nothing more heavy than having a flashback.
Alrighty, folks, and that finished up the Ministry of Slack. And Father Time will be coming back with us, but right now, we're going to visit Reverend J.R. Claiborne down in Texas. He's going to be spinning us some fantastic vinyl rips. And let me get him on the air here. Oh, by the way, you're watching Eraserhead by David Lynch. Hope you're enjoying that. Don't tell anybody that we're streaming these mainstream videos. We'll get in trouble.
Originally in the 70s, when a song was considered heavy, it was also called heavy metal, and that was mainly a hyphenated word, as in it's heavy. Metal didn't refer to the same thing then as it does now. It just meant it was rock and it had a heavy message. The first time I ever heard the term used, my cousin Bruce said, "You gotta listen to this. This song's heavy. You're gonna dig it." It was this track by Grand Funk called Paranoid. Next up is Ships Passing Through the Night. This track by Jimi Hendrix was recorded on April 7th, 1969 at the record plant and would have most likely came out in 1970.
see what happens when a pair of singing, swinging teenagers turn Squaresville into Hipsville.
Here's a track by Blood Rock called DOA.
Thank you. Good morning, starshine. The earth says hello.
Good morning, starshine. Lead us along, my love and me, as we sing our early morning singing song.
This is the Zombies with Time of the Season from 1968.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands,
to show you everyone it's the time of the season for love.
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time
to show you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Like me,
has he taken
any time
to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
We'll be right back.